All right. Welcome to another edition of the Self Mastery Audio Experience Podcast. My name is Franklin Jennings. To my left, I got my man Michael Maestro Turner.
What's up,
brother? I got JC Desserts, Justin.
Yes, sir.
And of course, we've got Timone Brown in the house. What's good, brother?
Peace and love, man.
This is the Perspective podcast, man. This joint is, y'all don't know what y'all in store for, so hey, look. Y'all welcome.
And we're not giving him the long introduction. Reason being, because this family. No, this is really family. He's not a guest.
Oh, he got it, though.
He just got a situation. He brewing, and he cooking so good that we can't get him every week. You know what I'm saying? our schedules happened to work out, and we had to go ahead and go forth. But I'm telling you, but this, it's just the opportunity he has right now. We want him to focus fully on that.
Yeah, no
and,
doubt.
And,
no doubt.
Yeah,
for we sure. are you know, super when we, glad. When we started the Pulse, That was the move.
Us
that
three.
Was the move. So you know that definitely
that's back when Justin didn't have six figures. Now my man made the six figures. He like I'm here.
I
Let's
was
go.
Working for folks. Right.
So he was in the kitchen in the hotel. Back then. Right. In the hotel.
But yeah, man, Timone, great to have you on, man. And you know it's all love. So
already.
Let's get to this. Let's get to this. So Stro, man, what you got going on, man? Tell me something about this. New smile.
I didn't tell y'all for a reason, cause
what's going on,
you know, it's something about consistency, man. And you know, that's why I really just want to talk about that today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you are the consistency king, man. Come on, this is what we do. Yeah. I mean, for real, all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been doing this for a while.
That's
real. So my consistency in taking care of my teeth is not a secret. I am missing a good old tooth right over here and one behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm missing it.
Yeah, it's not a secret. Mm-hmm. Not no more.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I got the Visalign.
Okay.
Don't get them right.
This is a retainer, right?
Yeah.
And what it does is, I'm still getting used to it, but it is a retainer, and even when I'm not using the actual trays, I'll be able to have these even when I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I have about a month or two before I even start the actual Visalign.
Right.
So she was like, I'm about to make you a retainer, and I'm going to put two pontiffs in there. I didn't even know what a pontiff was, and that's two teeth. So right here. Okay. So for those that don't know, periodontal disease is a real thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't lazy for no reason. I actually became very lazy with my teeth because I was very discouraged as a young kid.
Yeah.
So when you find out that 15 years old that you're having bone loss.
Wow.
And it's genetic and it's not your fault, but it's bone loss and it's irreversible or something like
that. Right.
You know, when you watch it on TV and you see somebody say, you know, you have, and they'll say, insert whatever bad news. I don't even like to bring that energy around me.
True.
They say that word and they just, the rest of the words blot out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. And so, they were talking about doing bone grafting. And I was like, what? And then I guess they do a surgery cut. And they put something in there to try to stimulate growth. And all of it just made me pissed off. And so, you know, I didn't find out. Yeah, it couldn't have been 14. It had to have been older by the time they caught on to it. It had to have been like 16 years old.
Yeah.
Or 8 or 16 because it was actually, I got into the car accident. When I got into the car accident, 2005. I want to say it was 2005 because Angie, we used to hang out and stuff. You know what I'm saying? If she would have been in the car with me, you know what I'm saying? That whole side where her car was, the roof was where her shoulders would be.
Yeah.
When I flipped over, and I was just going, I was weaving in and out of traffic. I was wilding. I wasn't necessarily speeding. I was just wilding. I was like, you know, passing by people and doing that thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like going to Walmart in Mechanicsville. You know, that big grassy knoll.
Oh, you tripping.
Bro, didn't even see, you know, them tow trucks and stuff, flatbeds and stuff. They just going.
Oh, yeah, that exit right
he
there.
Was going. He came off the exit.
Yeah.
And jumped into the lane and was going to try to pass me. And I didn't even see him. And I just went to hop over. He hit the back of my car. I spun around. I was facing backwards. It was when I hit the grassy knoll and that dip. I flip over. Now my back is facing forward, you know, and then I'm sliding. And then all of a sudden I stop. So, it happens in like slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all I remember, I was hanging up. Oh, when I was actually going upside down, I straightened my feet all the way out, Timon. I straightened my feet all the way out. And somehow I felt like that kind of kept my head from hitting the ceiling. I knew I was going, because, you know, it's crazy. This is how it happens. It goes, boom. You're spinning. You can't see it because everything's spinning. Mm-hmm. So you do, and then it, boom. I had another ball. And then the car lifted. Soon I felt the gravity shifting.
Right, you know, you're moving.
I straightened my legs all the way out, not on the pedal, mm-hmm. past the pedal. I was like, just like that. And I felt it, boom. And then I'm hanging up, and I had like, actually, these little you can barely see it. Those are cuts that I got from the glass. Mm-hmm. And my dad pointed out, he was like, it's funny, nothing happened to you but your fingers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he felt that was like a message, like, yeah, if the devil wants your fingers, if he don't want nothing, you're going to do a lot of damage to his kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To everything he does. So that was what my dad took from it. I was actually going to the dentist when that happened. Mm-hmm. So imagine, I'm even more discouraged. I say all that just to say I hate the dentist, right? I don't hate the dentist anymore. Wow. When you get married, when he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. You know, right, Frank?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Justin on the way.
He did.
He did. And you know what I'm saying, Timon. You find and it says he finds favor with the Lord. Since we got married in September, bro. I mean, of course, even before that, but just fully submitting to. You know, they always talk about the woman submit. Man, I got to submit to her knowledge, too.
Yeah, that's real. Yep.
She might be submitting to my authority, leadership, because you really got to be him to lead Angelina, okay? Angelina ain't letting no sucker lead him, so that's that as a compliment that she even wanted to marry me.
That's real.
So, y'all know she's Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But I'm submitting to her wisdom. And that's a whole podcast. We're gonna have to write that down. We're gonna take note. We're gonna have to go ahead. That's a whole nother podcast.
That's real. It says even in scriptures when you start to understand it more that we are each other's helpmeet.
Mm-hmm.
That. My wife is my helpmeet. I am
not my slave, not my subject, not my personal cook.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Uh-huh.
And so I'm literally, she was like, it's time to get back on the, you know, because when you have periodontal and gingivitis, it produces all other stuff. And so now let me stop because somebody will just sound bite it. Stroh wasn't brushing his teeth. That's not what I'm saying. I wasn't flossing every day.
Yeah.
I wasn't brushing my teeth correctly. I was brushing my teeth just enough to say I did it so I can say to myself, I'm not trifling.
Got that done.
That's not brushing your teeth. Yeah. So, you know, angling it, doing it for a certain amount of time. So anyway, get to last year she's like, let's get back. And man, she found me this dentist. Smiles, Broad Smile Dentistry. Hmm. And I went over there, and it's an Asian guy, and he has like three words for you. Like, good job, done. Like, he speaks English, but he has like three. He not doing the, hey, where'd you go to school? You a speaker?
Right.
I ain't get none of that Southern hospitality. My man was like, you need to brush better. You need to, because, you know, he was like, yo, your gaps, your pockets, they getting deep. And he was like, it's still reversible. Mm. And that was it. He just said that, and that was it. But he was very, very strict. He wasn't on my feelings and all that.
Hadi.
Yeah. And so I did not like the cleaning. The deep cleaning is different. When you got periodontal issues and bone loss, stuff like that, they trying to help you with the pockets, your food gets down, and by you being lazy, it's even worse.
So they got to dig a little bit more.
Sometimes they'll cut you open and then get in there. They got to get all that stuff out of there because it can cause, like, there's bacteria and stuff. It's old food.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder why, you know, I'm always got to eat gum and chew gum. And, you know, Timon, remember, I used to chew gum all the time. Yeah. And so it make your breath hot, you know what I'm saying, and the lack of a word. And then you come, you sitting on the organ for an hour.
Mm.
Well, you get off there, you like one. You smelling like one of them Michael Jackson zombies from the Thriller video. So, man, this year, early this year, he was like, yo, he's like, you're doing a good job. And now the assistant, she sits down and gives me the Southern Hospitality. She said, you're trending in the right direction. I said, wow. I said, you know, and then Angie, wife, happy wife, happy life. She comes up with an idea. Well, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't get, because I was thinking about just, we just going to get the whole cosmetic thing that all celebrities do. And, you know, she was like, your teeth ain't bad. She said, cause I said, I have two fangs. That's the biggest thing. But they're really not fangs. It's the teeth, the ones in the inside, they set back, which makes them look like fang, like they. So I just need to really get these pushed up. The rest of these, they're gonna come together. They're gonna come together. So I'm being very transparent because I don't feel no type of way of embarrassment about it because I have talked to a lot of influential people here in my city and people that I just did, and everybody got teeth issues. But we rather talk about LeBron stats when we we're in the barbershops talking about LeBron stats, and we're talking about how Steph might transition to golf after. But we're not talking about, you know, I always say that this is a trigger word, erectile dysfunction, and we ain't talking about our teeth, our hygiene. You know what I'm saying? Menopause. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there yet, but hey, maybe the OGs could tell me how to deal with that.
True.
But we too busy talking about where the weed at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's
This highly ironic. I was just at the dentist this morning. And it was good. It was good. Like it gives you confidence in knowing, like, she came in there grilling me like, And I was welcoming. I was like, this is exactly what I want. I want to leave here with a long list of, like, this is what you need to do. This is, you know, the next steps, the next 3-4 visits, this is what we're doing. And that's exactly what she gave me.
That's good.
And it felt good.
You know what? What helped me was I got the correct strategies. And if you can chalk it up to me being from a different era. In the 90s, for real, they kind of made me feel like I probably lose my teeth by 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, it kind of made me feel like this. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to run up a bag, and I'm going to do what Cardi B did. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a bag and fix my teeth. Me. You know what I'm saying? I really, that was my plan.
Right.
And so that also made me even lazier.
Right.
But what I didn't understand, you can't get new teeth without healthy gums.
That's it.
Dummy. Oh.
Yeah.
What they say in New York, stupid. Mm-hmm. How am I have bad gums
in the pearly
and
whites?
So, bro, I'm talking about literally, I changed everything up, y'all. For the past year and a half, I've been really every night brushing my teeth in the morning and at night. And I'll do it if I'm at home in between meals. I ain't like Shannon Sharp. I don't take a toothbrush with me. But he said he traveled with his toothbrush. He even do it at first take. I'm like, dang, you'll never have gum issues. But I'm trending in the right direction. I have no gingivitis, nothing like that, gum disease. And they only got two pockets that they're watching on these sides on the bottom row. And I should be starting my Invisalign within the next month or two.
Nice.
And in the meantime, because she's an angel, okay? My Dr. Gordon, shout out to Dr. Gordon, who said she was going to participate in my documentation of all of this.
Nice.
She's going to talk on the camera and all that stuff. We doing, why? Because people, yo, especially my people, we dealing with bad teeth.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's real. So I know y'all noticed that empty spot. I did it on purpose. Y'all ain't even know. I already knew. I was like, yo, when I get, that's just going to make it even more powerful. Because y'all can go back. Look, y'all better ready. Somebody going to cut it off right now. Go to episode 9. Just so you can see the hole. I'm telling you, it's in there. You can see the hole every time I laugh. That's why I had the mic kind of like right here. So the, you know what I'm saying? Just so you wouldn't be staring at it the whole time. But I know some of y'all have seen the hole, but that's good.
Because
I need y'all to understand ain't nothing sweet over here. We all got problems. We all got our issues. We just persevere. We break through them. All right, let's move on.
No, but that's good. I like what you said too about just getting the right strategy, getting the right information. We talk about that a lot.
Dude, she told me the electronic toothbrush. Mm-hmm. She said, get the electronic toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. You don't
move. You have gum issues, so you're scrubbing too hard.
Right.
I'm like, oh, really? She's like, get the electronic, and then she said, angle it down, and she said, oh, get the floss action brush. So mm-hmm. you can get them electric Oral-B ones, or you mm-hmm. get the Sonicare, whatever. That's real expensive, like $70-some. Mm-hmm. I got the $30 one. I think it's like $40, but I got it for $30. It was a little coupon on it at the time at Target.
Right.
And so shout out to Target, my girl. Loves Target. Anyway, but can't stay out of that joker, boy. I got the floss action one. So when you hold it down, it's weird because I'm used to scrubbing. But she said, no, just sit it on the tooth. And they set it in between the tooth. That mm-hmm. brush is just getting all in between there.
And let it do the work.
Bro, my last visit a couple weeks ago, I barely had any tartar at all. Barely any. He scraped me a little bit here and there, but it was like I was out. And I was like, I hope it inspires somebody because a lot of us, if it's not you, then it's your parents, is teeth bad, man. Teeth bad, and it's really a thing.
Yeah.
But the strategies changed. My and she said floss. She said, you can use them cute little ones with the little.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can do that all day, but she said ain't nothing like the old fashioned floss wrap around your fingers. And she said you wrap it around the tooth, wrap it, make a C around the tooth, pop, and then do the other side, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And still that, man, here we are.
And you said you found them through Angie.
Yeah, Angie. Okay. Come on now, broad smile. Now I'm gonna tell you. So where we at now to get the orthodontic treatment?
Right.
We at VCU, baby.
Okay.
The doctors. Let me say, Dr. Gordon is at VCU, and she has to send me to there. Even though my periodontist cleared me.
Yeah.
She said these pockets are pretty deep, so she just want to make sure. Because she said moving your teeth causes inflammation. So why would we want to call somebody with gum problems if? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you definitely don't want to do that. So it may be that they may have to do something, a treatment or a procedure, or I mean, they might want to just watch my teeth for the next month or two
see how the
pockets are, and then we're going to start the trays. But the trays are already being made. They'll be made by April 10th.
Cool. There you go.
So I want to ask you, how did you come to the conclusion of VCU? That's where I want to be.
Angie.
And you too? Oh.
Bro, like I said, man. Bro. You know, I hate to hear the story when men say, oh, she birthed me, and they do all like, no. It's not your wife's job to birth you. I'm glad she did that for you, and I'm glad that blessed you.
Right.
But it's not her job to birth you. It's your job to birth your doggone self. Your mama birthed you. And if she didn't do what she was supposed to do, you need to fight. You need to claw. You need to do whatever you can do to get around some other people that are doing things with their life so that they can birth you.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. We'll birth you. We got 100 push-up challenges. I promise you we're going to birth you. I promise you we're going
to. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not birthing none of y'all. Let's be real clear. That's not happening over here on this side.
Come on, man.
We're going to hold you accountable.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
We will be there to be your brother.
Right.
My brother is my brother is my brother, as my man Wally would say. I ain't birthing none of that.
That's right.
I'm not birthing you. Your wife ain't birthed you.
Come on.
Yeah.
She had nothing to do with birthing you. Like, let's be mindful of how we're using our language and our words, man. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't even going
to. Ain't it weird?
That's weird, good. Bro. I'm going to just go ahead and call it for what it is. That's weird, bro.
Come on. Get
that's weird.
Get us viral.
Like, so what? Man, look. Man, stop playing, bro. Stop speaking like that.
Nah, that's real.
Like,
bro.
Respect your woman for the fact that she held you accountable. She helped you see your value and your worth when you was programmed to see yourself as less than. She helped you recognize that you had more to offer, that you was worth taking care of. You was worth self-love. That's what she was here for. Good. She showed you that. She helped you see that in you because she seen something in you that you didn't see in you, and you didn't have a value for yourself, and then you got that value through being associated with her. She said, no, baby, you are more than this. You are worth this. See yourself as I see you. Just like if you connected to the highest power wants you to see yourself as the highest power sees you. Not this lower essence that we operate in because we was born in a certain place, raised a certain way, and we hung with a certain people. Let's just be mindful of these things, man. Like, don't speak that way about it. But know when you find a good woman, she gonna see something in you and she gonna push you to your greatness. She ain't gonna let you sit here and be a slouch.
Yeah, that's it.
Period.
Yeah. That's it.
So respect that accountability that women provide for you.
That's good. If anything, she gonna push you back to the Creator.
Yes.
And he can rebirth you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he can water baptize you and get you right for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and do it so you can be reborn for real.
That's big.
You know?
That's big, man. Like, you know, I think that gets misunderstood. You know, where you're looking at it.
Teach me how to love.
Yeah, from the wrong side of things. It's like, dude, if you find a good thing, is who you're saying, who God says, you know, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing.
Come on.
Expect good things to come from.
Yes.
You know who you found, who you've connected with. So, yeah, I like that. Like, it gets missed. It gets missed too much.
What people need is self awareness.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to teach them how to love.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm aware that my woman could not come home tonight.
That's big.
Which makes me treat her differently when she hits the door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's real.
Yeah, I'm tight about the makeup still being. She leave her little makeup cases. Mm-hmm. The whole little. She got two boxes. And y'all know everybody be like, oh, yo, we want to know your wife's skin routine. Let me tell you. I'm not telling. I'm going to let her tell it. It's sitting on the counter, right? And you know what I do? I just take it, put it. She might have some eyeliner or something laying. I put it in and I put it. I just put it up. And guess what? I don't even say nothing.
And you don't feel no way about it.
And you know what? What people don't know is how that works. You're like, I ain't turned another cheek. I ain't got no more cheeks to turn. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Let me tell you something. When you turn that other cheek, your person will see love. Mm-hmm. What do they say? Love will always find a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's more powerful than anything else.
Yeah.
They like, hold up. When she, on stuff that she used to trip on, you know, us men, we love to leave some pants on the side of the bed. We don't put it in the hamper or we just leave it on the side, just on the floor, right? You know what I'm saying? Leave some drawers right there on the floor. You know what I'm saying? They might have one more day in them.
Watch your drawers.
One more day on the drawers.
Come on. Watch your drawers.
Oh, Lord, jeez.
your pants might have another day. Your drawers don't.
Joe's is done.
Your draws is done.
Let him go.
Overshirt might have one more day.
Your draws don't have another day.
In the winter, they might have two.
What?
In the winter.
The cold air helps.
In the spring, you done.
Hey, my boy. Your booty stank, man.
It do. Yeah, so it's like, man.
Let that go.
She'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to put them in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's because.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's really because she see you making the effort and you're not. But once y'all get into that tit for tat war.
Oh, man.
That don't stop.
Everything is like boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
But you was.
Mm-hmm.
It go both ways.
I was going to say.
Man be trying to act like.
Don't start that petty war.
Right.
Man petty, bro.
Dude.
Man be trying to act like they ain't petty. Man
keep
petty.
Track. Definitely keep
man
track.
Man definitely petty, boy. I just wanted to say, too, on the essence of love, like, we have to recognize love is a decision, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's powerful in itself. It don't need a bar. It don't need anything else. Love is a decision. So I decided to, hey, I walk in. My wife is not in the best moods. I don't know yet. So I go in for the usual hug, the kiss, the love, but my wife ain't in the mood for it right now. And what's not love is me getting into my feelings and saying, oh, what you want?
Mm.
I can still have that inner moment, but if I'm aware enough, I'm like, oh, it ain't about me in that split second. Mm-hmm. And then say, you good? What happened?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have the best day. Okay, got it. Well, look, I'm here. I just want to let you know I'm home.
Yeah.
If you want to talk, we could talk, but you take your time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a choice that we make. That's a decision that we make.
Sometimes you hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking too. Yeah.
Want
some tacos?
Yeah, I'm fixing it. Something like, you want me to warm you up? Something? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that goes big too.
Mm-hmm. Angie said, "I'm always hungry." I said, "All right, let's go get some meat." Mm-hmm.
That's a go-to. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in the pocket. What you want?
We got to edit that out. Taking out secrets.
Call.
That's on Patreon only.
No, but I want to ask this, and I don't mean to veer off of anything.
You good, man. We in.
Well, I want to ask this question for everyone. I just want to pose it. At what moment in your life that you recognized accountability was good for you? Because, Stro, you mentioned the aspect with your... Because I'm saying, those moments,
just
the altar...
Because you know me, I'm a musician, so it that's what makes it so natural for me. It doesn't bother me at all because somebody was always correcting me.
But hold, let me dig deeper there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't simply to think, because you a musician, you got used to the correction. That's different with that accountability.
Yeah.
But what about accountability when it came to your own self-care? Because your teeth is your own self-care.
Yeah, I know.
And some men,
we
don't always do a good job of taking care of ourselves.
That's
we
right.
might have the shoes, the shirt. We might get the beard trimmed and the haircut.
And still but be like, bro, like I said,
else.
One more day. One more day on drugs. One more day on shower. I'll take a shower tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Yeah.
Or a lot of musicians, what they'll do is they're in between gigs, they don't take a shower. Just the grass and the E go to the next gig. And they get up off that organ bench.
Booty hot. Like, woo, woo, woo. It been cooking all day.
He hit the grandpa of Boondocks.
No.
This is a
real
thing.
I know.
I have, you know, I've gotten off an organ bench that didn't have a cushion on it, and where I was sitting, it was white. The wood was stained because I was sitting there sweating the whole time.
Right.
So had I not been on top of my. I would have been that guy.
Yeah.
There's been times where I'd have been that guy.
Oh,
and
man.
And that smell, it lingers after you get off. They think it's just like, oh, nobody going to smell it.
No, it's still there, bro. You left and got in the car.
You're gone, but
that aroma's still there, my boy.
And people will never forget the day you stink. Yo, me and my wife got a little inside joke about somebody right now.
People will never forget the day.
Yo, homegirl, I've been knowing her for years. Now, one day she had a hard
day.
And I was like, Angie, I can't stop thinking about it.
Every time I see you.
Man, it was.
What?
That one time.
It was Krabby Patties. You hear me? SpongeBob. Krabby Patties.
Hey, bro, come on, man.
It was bad, and it stained me.
We're going to do that.
It stained me, dog. It stick with, bro, that one day you be musty in school.
Bro. Leave that alone.
Be musty in school one day.
Oh, my God.
Hot onions.
I think, if that won't y'all, that was me, bro. That one day you come musty in there, and one girl say, something smell like onions.
Then
you sitting there like this.
Trying to tuck it in.
It's like, did I forget my deodorant? What happened?
Why Mike sitting like that? And then somebody said, why Mike's sitting like that? Never come to school musty again.
Right.
Like, they cooked me so bad, boy. At least I did it early. It was like elementary school. You know what I'm saying? About fifth grade, that's when your arms start getting hot, boy.
You like, who, me? Mm-hmm. Mike, which Mike?
You start getting a little bit of arm hairs. That's
gosh.
And you have the consciousness to like, I need to shave it down so I can, the deodorant can actually make contact with the skin.
Oh my God. Bro.
See, I had the daddy on, so it won't know. Oh, yeah. Your dad won't. No, bro. Every boy makes that. Well, not every boy, but this boy made that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen. I don't need no deodorant. Oh boy. Wait. After they finished cooking me, boy, they put me in the crock pot. It won't no quick one.
It was slow, bro.
What are you doing?
Oh,
like, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it was violent. It was violent. Ass beans. It was very violent. Remember Marching Man days? It was violent, bro. You could get it. Anybody, I forgive me, y'all. If I roasted you, forgive me.
So what I'm hearing is.
Not one more day. Not one more day. The moral of the message. Don't say one more day.
Don't go one more day.
To
please,
bring it back to his please. Question, I feel like it's whether it's positive or negative, some type of traumatic moment, some type of, like, this is the moment.
Right.
Or you become, so mature in yourself, you're self-aware, like we said. Like, something has to change. Just like how, who was it? Serena. this past Saturday, realizing like, I needed the next step. And she was explaining my exact thoughts before I came here. I was like, there is something else I need that I don't have, that I don't know how to get.
The same words, too. Yep.
This is next.
Yep. If we only knew how powerful accountability was, Timon. The reason why I didn't want to be a coach, because first of all, I thought it was corny. And then number two, I thought it was like, these people that coach, they had to all be millionaires. You know, I thought that they needed to be standing in front of a yacht or something. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, that it meant that I had to figure out other people's gifts and stuff. And that's not it. It couldn't be further from it. It's literally, some coaches don't even give you strategies. They literally just ask you questions to make you figure it out.
Yep.
So literally a coaching session with Vernon Williams. I mean, Vernon Brown. Yeah, Vernon Brown, that was my first coach I ever got. And he was like, so what's the next 5 years of your life look like? I was like, I want to be a speaker. I want to travel the world. Mm-hmm. And why do you want to do that? Boom, 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 boom. And does that make you feel fulfilled? I mean, these questions are really making you start to think.
Yeah, you can.
And how's your wife feel about it? You know, mm-hmm. how's your fiance mm-hmm. feel about it? Then he had, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't said I can't do it. He didn't say I could do it. Mm-hmm. You got it figured out in your mind already, because I can't tell you nothing anyway half the time. So it's literally he's just asking you questions to make you think. And then the next week he's like, so you did say you wanted to be a speaker, right? So how many times did you speak last week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you only gonna speak when you're paid. Mm. You might not want to do that. You don't just play when you get paid. You practice. I do need to speak more often, whether it's free or not.
That's good. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the accountability is a whole nother game, man.
For sure.
But you talking about that hygiene, man, it's just really,
But Stro, not
you know your breath hot, though.
Just that,
you
though.
You know your breath hot.
Wait, no, people, you know what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
Wait, is you?
I'm trying that.
No, no. My balloon.
Yeah.
Well, you try to blow past the top when you go.
What was you gonna say, Timon?
Bruh.
What were you gonna say?
You over here with this strategy, putting the lip out like, yo, what?
I'm sorry, Timon.
What?
You don't do this all the time. It's just a freak occurrence.
What?
Yeah, you have to excuse him.
Actually, he does do that.
I know, man.
We're posting this stuff.
We've been practicing.
Yeah, man.
That boy.
Man, I had hot breath for years, man.
What's that?
Just lazy, man.
Put the lip out.
It was so discouraging to hear you got something that is genetic and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to anybody that got that kind of news, especially when it comes to their teeth.
Yeah.
But still, you do what you can.
Yeah.
You control what you can control.
Yeah.
And you do what you can. And what I can do is I can get an electric toothbrush. What I can do
floss.
Is floss.
Right.
And now I done messed around and reversed it. They say I'm reversing it. So it had. They said if I hadn't, shout out to my wife, if I hadn't came in.
Right.
Because I'm talking about brushing my teeth and minimally and wilding to the point where it's like, I'm talking about I wasn't going to the dentist at all. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Even when I was in Charlotte, I didn't find a dentist in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about having tooth pain, taking Tylenol and stuff because I didn't want any more bad news. Mm. It wasn't just lazy. It's like, I'm fine until I go into the dentist. You know, some people that get real sick or terminal disease and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I was fine until I went in there.
Right, until I got this news, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That thing been cooking 3-6 months way before.
So you really should have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
Shout out to Angie, because it would have been irreversible. I'd have got to the stage where it's like, okay, all you can do is just, you know, keep mouthwash on you and wait for your teeth to fall out.
Yeah.
That ain't it.
This thing is not a game.
That ain't it.
No.
Periodontal disease is not a game. And a lot of people have it. They're not talking about it, but they have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I was so appreciative of my dentist this morning, like, asking me. Like, she was just making small talk. But I knew she was doing what I'd be doing with, like, when I'm doing a cake tasting. Like, I'm asking, like, general questions, but we get into a point. And she was like, yeah, like, what do you do for a living? And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm a pastry chef. She's like, oh, so, you know, you're tasting desserts throughout the whole entire day.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
She was cooking up a story, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
Oh, she was. How many drinks?
So sugar's always on your teeth. Huh?
Mm-hmm. How many sugary drinks you drink? What is it, Gatorade? Is it Powerade? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
Are you drinking it all within like a 45-minute span, or are you drinking it throughout the whole entire day? And I was like, yeah, I only drink like maybe one bottle, but it's like I'll sip on it here and there. She was like, no, you got to drink that whole thing right then. Because after 45 minutes, basically, if I'm drinking it all day, I'm keeping my mouth in this acidic state to where my teeth are getting soft. I was like, dang.
Bro, you just broke, you just triggered me. So the one key thing is how I got, so I had like five cavities or so when I came back. This was in 2022, 2023.
Okay.
I have none now. You know, I haven't got no new ones. You know what I'm saying? And she said, what they told me was before bed, especially everybody that eat crazy before bed or drink soda, whatever it is, she said, drink, you know, do the mouthwash, but don't drink any water behind that. The mouthwash is supposed to sit on your, I didn't know that. That changed, bro, no cavities this time. And she said, you really want to do damage to your teeth? Let that sugar sit on your teeth all night. Mouth closed, right. Mouth open, you know, whatever. Like, and that joint just, They say you're supposed to leave with your mouth closed. Because wasn't that the dude be selling little strips?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they say that. You're supposed to leave with your mouth closed. I ain't going to lie, boy. And that's why I had to lose the weight. Boy, I started snoring too. Like, life was just derailing for a second for me, bro. Bad teeth, overweight.
Oh, my God.
Snoring. And shout out to my wife, man. She got me right. She's like, look, we married now. Her gloves coming off. Your breath stink and your fat. Brooklyn. Go Brooklyn.
Oh my God, I could have took a seat for this. You could have told me.
Bruh, cats are like, you want to be strong? Okay. When you get one day with Angie, she going to tell you. She going to tell you about yourself.
Lord.
She said, you're not going to be embarrassing me.
That's
great. So that's her number one phrase. Mm-hmm. She, when she's listening to this, she going to be punching me in the car. She listened to some of these. In
she
the car.
She's gonna punch gonna get you good.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to keep this one from her.
Good luck.
Yeah, let's get that. All
right, let's talk about this. You know, we're talking about consistency and self awareness and self help, you know, to ourselves. We got this push up challenge we in currently. You know, how you guys feeling in that, man? What y'all think?
Yeah. I feel like the dental has grew webs. It transitioned into my, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
What else can I do consistently and make better?
Finding more, yeah.
And that's why I keep telling people, it's like, you can't just be successful in one little area. Mm-hmm. You can't compartmentalize greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, bro, I'm gonna just kick it off and say, man, push-ups have taught me so much. We started with 100 a day, y'all. And we're in Discord now. We was doing on text messaging, and we did
what's it?
Remind.
No, Evernote. Shout out to Evernote app. We found now that we got the Patreon going.
Yeah.
We wanted to open up to everybody else in the group, so we on Discord and we just post push-ups every time. And my goal was 100 a day, and I used to struggle. And back in January of this year, it's not that I hadn't done 100 push-ups before, but I wasn't doing them consistently.
Consistency. Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how not consistent you are when you got to measure up to three other jokers. And it really has changed the game for me. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but my shirts, my, you know, I had the man boobs. I had the man boobs. I had, a little, but man, now... Yeah. It's like them things curving and rounding and the you know, sitting up.
Lord, my shirt. What are you talking
about? Bro.
It's the results from the
I had the
channel.
Man boobs, bro. And, fellas, if you got man boobs, put
breasts.
It in the comments.
I've been the last 2 weeks, boy, talking about I had breasts.
Bruh.
Look, man.
Some chicken breasts.
Bruh, I was 285, bro. I was near 300.
Hey, man, look, man. Yeah. You don't have breasts
I
no
had
more,
the
man
boobs, bro.
I
don't
have
breasts
no more, man.
No bra included.
No bra. No bra. No bra.
Challenge.
got you right.
It changed my life, bro.
Got you right.
It changed my life. And I honestly feel like, you know, I told Damon, I said, bro, you really don't want to, I'd rather fight a weightlifter than to fight somebody that do push-ups and pull-ups.
And it's a different,
Oh, well, it is a different variety.
Damon might break your jaw.
Shoot.
It's a different, because it's like a, your callus, it's, that body control is different. Mm. You know, I can, you got the external weight that you push, which is one thing, but you talking about knowing how to manipulate your body to generate force. Mm. Like, some people can push weight, and they show they got strength to push
it. Right.
But it's that cat that, man, I've worked in places where you got kids that really bought their life, right? Kids. And the one that you think, stocky, look, oh yeah, he probably do damage. It ain't even him.
It's the lean one.
It's the lean one. It's the slender one. He
strong.
He take this thing back here and generate that force.
Yeah.
And how he, man, look, I'm telling y'all, if you know how to use your,
that's it.
If you know how to use your body to generate force, it ain't about how much weight you literally push. And so that calisthenics show that, like,
moving
it's,
your
it's
own
creepy.
Body weight is different.
It is different. It is definitely different. Yeah. I would say, I say this for myself for the push-up challenge.
Tamon got the record, y'all. He got 500. I got I did 450.
No, it was six. But anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, he went crazy.
I didn't see the six.
It was six.
It was,
I would
it
have
was,
mentioned that on the power session.
It was six.
It definitely was there. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
You just sitting at home all day.
Oh, boy. I had the phone like this. This is the number I did. I was like, I was on the computer. I said, hey, Siri, set a timer for 25 minutes. Siri set the timer. Boom, I put it down, work. That joint go ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
Reset the timer.
Yep.
Because I found out through the push-up challenge that my body doesn't need a lot of time to recover.
That's big.
So that's what that's I've big. Noticed, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Started in January. That's we all started in January. Yep. We actually started in December.
Mm-hmm. Before the year.
And then it was official like in January because I think we brought Timon in January because we just wanted to do it like within the podcast. And then what happened?
You brought it to the power session.
Yeah. February, January, March. So we 3 months in now. Now my recovery time, look, now when I hit 300 or more in one day, I feel it the next day. But when I hit 100 to 150 to 200,
yeah, you good right back at it.
So I know the challenge is 300 and up, but I still know, here's the crazy thing. I always use Jordan as an example. When you're scoring 40 and a plus a night, up to 60 points a night, then you're going to get 35 points in a finals with the flu.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
My flu game is 100 now.
Yeah.
I'm talking 100, bruh. I ain't did my push-ups yesterday. I know I'm at 100. I'm going to hit 50 at 8 o'clock, another 50 at 8:30. That's why I ended up.
I was about to say that. Yeah, give me 30.
Y'all see, my joint be empty. I have 50 push-ups all day. And I got 50 in the clip today. Yeah, I just didn't
know. Yeah, you started. Yeah.
Did I write it?
Yeah. Put it in there.
I could hit another 200 when we leave here.
And no real talk. That man Stroll hit me. Hey, lock in. Like,
and he do the same thing for me, though.
Like, because I promise you, bro. Like,
accountability is beautiful, bro.
I ain't got to the point. I don't always speak on it. Because I'm like, I don't want nobody to feel like I'm doing the most. So I don't elaborate. He strobe be like, yo, log them push-ups. I'm like, bet. I don't feel like doing this right now.
I don't either.
And so then I'd be like, you know what? All right. That first time I banged out 100 straight, I was like, ooh, I can do 100 in one sitting.
But you know what does it? I know you can do 100.
I said,
because I can do 70.
Well, I said,
I'm like, Tamon got to be doing
so that. So he hit me with the, like last night. Hey, yo, log the push-up. Bad. I had some other intentions going on. So I'm like, let me go ahead and knock this out real quick.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. 100. All right, Stroll, look. Let me get back to. And so
I just think about Franklin or Justin poking fun at me.
Oh,
because I know they're going to get me because I be always messing with them.
But so that, like, you checked the log. That man Frank be at 1:10 at 7 a.m.
I get it
Frank,
early.
Frank, you been
I get
doing
it,
your thing.
I get it
bro.
Early. Because if I don't get it early,
Frank
my day will
Frank
just,
be at 1:50, y'all, by 8 o'clock. I'm looking. I'm like, he cheating.
If I don't get it early, it's going to probably be like exactly 100.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a struggle because just how my day goes. But, yeah, if I get it in early, I'm good.
I promise you inspired the 600 day.
Well, that's
I looked at the joint.
Me and you.
Yep.
When you were doing it, when you was doing it, I was in the gym. I was like, "Oh no, I'm about to kill it."
No, bro, I just kept seeing
y'all
the
happen
go
to
up,
start doing like, all that, and I was in the gym, so I was like, "Oh, I'm talking about I do something, lift something, and then boop, 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 boop."
I seen them numbers going up. I was like, "Oh."
Hey, I promise you, I'd be still wired a certain way, being athlete, bro. I look, I'm like, "Oh yeah, we got the push up challenge. It's gonna be cake today." I did like one of these numbers. One fit.
Exactly. See, exactly. It's motivation.
Then I did like this stroke coming in there. Oh, yeah, man. I said, oh, y'all playing with the wrong one today. Mm-hmm. I just looked at my watch. Going, I got time man. Today. So I said, bing, bing.
I wish I could call my wife right now. So we be selling in. We'll you know, watch
Kelsey,
little Netflix.
Kelsey
gets
me all the time.
Netflix.
She's like, you get your push-ups in?
Like, yeah. You know, the Netflix I love. So she get in the bed. She's already in the bed. You know, I was like, I'll brush my teeth, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
and
floss. And then I come in, and I'm just like, you know. All right, listen up. This is Stro saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/MaestroTurner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
I come in and then I be doing push-ups and I get in bed and you know of course she a cuddler. Mm-hmm. So like it kind of I'm gonna get to bed and I keep getting back out of bed and get back in the bed. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, right. I know tomorrow I'm gonna put up another 50. I know tomorrow I'm gonna put up another 50. I gotta get at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's laughing because I'm like, I said, Frank got a lot.
I be doing the same thing though.
Yeah, I'm like, it's too many numbers in here.
Mm-hmm. Let me see what they log.
Yeah.
No, it's gotten to a point. Mine, if I start doing it, like, we'll be watching Netflix, I'll bust out a 50 and she's like, I'll get down there with you. And she'll just start pumping a couple out too. I'm like, yeah.
That's dope, man.
Success breeds.
Yes,
I love that. Success. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Ain't they? We locked in. They locked in.
Success breeds success.
You hit a major point. Like
that was big.
I like that.
That was big.
I did. I had to do. She kept my wife. She see me like boom, counter. Use the table. Incline push-ups. By the dining.
Do you
dining
find incline push-ups easier? I find them easier.
It may all depends.
If I put my feet up on like about that height, I can.
Oh, you're talking about the decline push-ups.
Oh, declines are easier for me. I don't know why.
You might have it might be your muscle structure or something. I don't know, because them decline, boy.
Really?
They'll get you.
I was going to say, those be like.
Those must be that old titty power.
He pulling from the
old titties.
It came in hand.
You better get us put out exactly. talking about breasting.
Right
again.
Now.
You better stop.
Talk about his chicken breast.
Come on, man.
What is he talking about?
But my wife, I looked at her, so you going to drop down with me? Let's get it. She's mm-hmm. like, bad. You know,
let's get it.
Marley did push ups.
Let's get it.
You got push ups?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marley said, I'm going to do push ups.
Yeah.
So it all matters. Now, this is what I want to add to everybody because I know everybody has different experiences.
Yeah.
My issue with consistency as a person, this is me being transparent,
mm-hmm.
is that I get bored. And that can be my excuse, but I wanted to be real and say I get bored.
That's real.
And so I have to make an assertive effort to keep doing something if I start to feel that notion of boredom, or it's like I can go 21 days straight of doing something.
Mm.
But I am the type that after them 21 days, I can cut that thing right off. And I'm like, oh, well, we're not doing that no more.
Coach ET said the same thing.
I'm being,
problem ain't the goal, it's the day after the goal's completed.
Bro, mm-hmm. and so literally I can go 30 days. That 31st day hit?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like,
Yep.
Did that.
Yep.
And
on to the next.
But it's not always a next.
Right.
You feel me? So
that's good,
and that's one of the things I have to consider because I realize in my life it's always been growth to the point where I will find this next plateau that I'm like, ooh, you have to improve right here, Timon. That's why your trajectory ain't constantly going up no more. You went up, you done plateaued out. And now you got to find a way to keep going up
mm-hmm.
and keep climbing. And so for me, like the push-up challenge, like I ain't got to that point where I'm like, all right, I really want to keep doing this? Like, and this is me being very, like, I'm like, yo, half of me still here because like, oh, my bro's doing it. I got to show up.
Yeah.
And so that keeps
that's
me
the
accountability.
Only thing that's keeping me doing
right.
it though.
So, and that's the portion I have to be share and be real with you all about. And so then I have the internal conflict that happens. And okay, Timon, well, are you gonna keep doing the calisthenic, the push-ups? And then you know you can do this, this, and this. So why not you just do this, this, and this? The push-up challenge is with your brotherhood, but what you do for yourself out here to excel and press yourself is what you do for you.
Yeah.
And those are the conversations I gotta have with myself because I need it. Like, it was at one point. I woke up and I had to do about 300 in the morning.
Sheesh.
But I did the three, but then in the 300 in the push-ups, I did 300 body squats. And I did 110 pull-ups.
Yeah.
And like, for me, after that.
You got the bar in the crib?
I live in an apartment complex, so we got the pull-up zone in the apartment complex. And so, doing those things, it mattered for me because I know, like, I need to do this in order for me to maintain what I desire to be. Like, mm-hmm. and I literally have that inner turmoil with myself. Like, all right.
That's really.
Well, you got to, well, Timon, you know that I'm at 182 right now, right? And usually when my weight when I played football was 200.
Yeah.
The heaviest I've been was 208. And so, like, that's I'm at 182 because I'm sitting there like, I don't eat meat. I don't eat as much no more because I don't feel like I need to eat. Mm-hmm. But it's also because I'm not training as much as I used to.
Right, right.
All them things matter.
Right.
And so I have to question myself, okay, well, what is it that you truly want? Because, yo, I'm doing this push-up challenge, but it got to be more than that for me. Right. Like, I'm going to do this with my brothers because this is what we're doing as a unit, and we are holding each other accountable. Let's get it.
And we meet a couple times a week, too.
Right. But now I need to turn around and say, well, you say you want to be the perfect package, bro. Don't forget your vision. And I realize a lot of times my vision gets tossed to the side based upon whatever else is going on in life. I just went back to my phone and found a 9-year plan. Mm-hmm. I was like, what was I on that night? What was I on that night? That I had a 9-year plan. And why is it that I had this 9-year plan created in 2023 and it's March 2024 and I'm just looking at the 9-year plan again?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my disconnect. So I'm saying this to say to y'all
is good.
I might be bored, but I have to constantly stay connected to the vision so I won't forget the plan. And them push-ups every day is the plan. And the thing about it is it does get boring. It does get mundane. It does. But then guess what? Your butt can do more than 100 push-ups, so do 200. You can do more than 200, so do 300. You can do more than that, so do some body squats. Do something that's going to keep your interest. Mm-hmm. And because that same thing translates to your work, to the students I work with in school, I hate math, coach. Well, that's because you ain't associated math with your entrepreneurial goals mm-hmm. that you got. Mm-hmm. That's because you ain't associate history with what you need to learn to know this capitalistic system and how to win in it. Like, it's no association with it. So that's I have it. To literally take myself back to what I taught students. Like, no, mm-hmm. I need to mm-hmm. associate this with something. And that's why I love the sports world so much, because my practice on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday got me prepared for Saturday. Because on Saturday, that's when we got to go against another team in another color, and I got to showcase what I've been working on all week. And so outside of that, we don't. If you don't create that type of scope, it's hard to stay focused, because it's like, well, what is the end goal for this? As an athlete, you always have an end goal. Even if you were an Olympian, you could sit here and practice for 4 years hitting U.S. track stuff, but then you get to this world setting and to run a race that you run in 8 seconds.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you've been working for 4 years.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm recognizing with me and my transition from athlete to coach to what does that look like really for Timon? Nah, okay, Timon need a push. Timon does need a system to stay in. He can do the impromptu thing, but he's better in a system. His impromptu is way yeah. better in a system, bro.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Ask Belichick. Ask Brady.
It's so much better.
Jackson, yeah.
Man, Tom Brady, Cam Newton said he's the greatest game manager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no disrespect. It's Some people took it as disrespect. No, he's the greatest game manager.
Real, yeah.
That's what he did to a T. Like,
you can't be stupid. Man, you can't be stupid doing that.
No, you can't. you cannot. There's no way, shape, and form that you can be ignorant as a game manager. Because that means as a game manager, I'm managing me.
Yep.
I'm managing these five in front of me. I'm managing this one set beside me, this running back. And I'm managing mm-hmm. these two receivers on each side, a total of four receivers. I'm managing the play that that's getting called. Yep. I'm altering the play. I'm handing it off when we supposed to have a pass because I seen this going on. Like, you can't be mm-hmm. idiotic in these positions. You can't be stupid as Scottie Pippen, bro. You can't be. Yeah. People get the game twisted. Well, Scottie Pippen just wanted to be Mike. No, he's Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally different.
Scottie was amazing.
Scottie was amazing.
I wish they'd stop mm-hmm. all that foolishness.
Steve Kerr was amazing.
Yeah, amazing,
yeah.
We have to capitalize on what we are, period. Mm. What are we? I may not be Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. But since Michael Jordan is the reference that we all use, I'm the Michael Jordan of what I do. How about that?
There we go.
How about that?
There we go.
Dennis Rodman was the Michael Jordan of what he do. Rebounding, tenacious, exactly. Ferocious. Don't worry about points for me. I'm going to get this board.
And you 25 of them. Being Dennis, being Pippen, yeah. You got to know everyone else's position.
Yeah.
What everyone else is capable of.
That's that system.
Yeah. You can't be Tom Brady and not know wide receiver 1, 2,
come
three.
On, man. There's no way. There's no way. And so I say all that to bring it home is they had to be consistent in who they were and understand that some of us want to be somebody else. So then we biting off more than we can chew.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us think so less of ourselves. We're trying to be something less than what we are, and we not feeling fulfilled in our journey.
Mm-hmm.
Take that how you want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, go ahead and take us home because we're not allowing enough time to get into your life. So next time we bring Timon, which is very soon, I want to bring him back in and talk about his life. He's probably tired of telling it, but he knows it's going to help somebody. Timon has an amazing story.
Yeah.
Timon is one of the people that I lean on. We coach each other. It's not one-sided. When I decided that I needed to do the huddle, I don't know if it was my frontal lobe or it was God telling me. I just know that he already put in his word that we should help out our brothers and our sisters and look out after the sheep, people who can't look after themselves. Pull up people behind. Love your neighbors, you love yourself. He already said that.
Right.
So literally, my frontal lobe was basically telling me a way to do that. And said, yo, let's have the huddle. And so the huddle is... We set the tone for the week,
yep.
And we actually do pray at the end of it. It's not a religious call. It is a
faith-based call. It is a spiritual call. We're not on that call to tell you what God to serve. We know what we do. But it is a job. It is our job is to teach you how to use your spiritual muscles. Hmm. It's a difference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who are kind of from Coach E.T. I'm gonna give him his credit because he explained it. He said spiritual development is not religious development. Religion, you actually is strict. You know, you have the way you do things. Mm-hmm. Monks do it this way. Hindus do it this way. Pentecostals do it this way. Baptists do it. Kojic, okay. But who's exercising and creating stronger spiritual muscles? As in, you know, if you are you a Muslim or Muslim, you're praying six times a day. Well, it's hard to be beefing with your wife every day if y'all got to pray six times a day.
Consistency.
But if you're not exercising your spiritual muscles, oh, you're not even the real deal. You're not even a real deal in what you, you know what I'm saying? You're not even that. So I'm not, we go to church. You can find that out. In coaching, our job is to help you use your personal development, professional development, get your money right, and spiritual development. And whatever you practice, do that. The truth is like a lion that defends itself. We're not telling you who to, that's evident. If you want to find out, all you got to do is pull up my credit score. All you got to do is go look at Brooklyn at home. Go look at Brooklyn. You'll know I'm blessed. All you got to do, you want to know if my God blessed me? And if you should serve, all you got to do is look at my life. I'm tired of us looking at I got a big church I go to. What does that do for me? You need my love should show what God I serve. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. My the way I move. And so Timone is one of the coaches that is in this circle, in Patreon and on our 8 o'clock a.m. call. He's on our on the huddle with me, and we're actually doing that together. In fact, we're doing an impromptu call on Wednesday because just we need more.
Yeah.
We need more, and the only people that will come on Wednesday, and you can say God gave that to me or whatever. I know it just pressed on me that if you come on Monday, you will have access to Wednesday. If you don't come on Monday, you can't come to the Wednesday. I don't care whatever the reason was. And I think that is a new level. Mm-hmm. Doing coaching with E.T., he had it so that, you know, you come in to the session. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I think it was, like, February 15th, he would lock out people. Hmm. They said, well, I liked it when you did it the other way. Well, that's funny. You can't be what you want and be that same version from February 14th.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there you go.
So it just literally hit me. I'm like, okay, so people from Monday can get access to Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then here we go. When we do our 8 o'clocks starting in April, we now what? That's second quarter living?
Yeah.
Yep.
As soon as we hit second quarter, we locking jokers out to 8 a.m.
Let's get it.
We locking them out to 8 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they hit me up and tell me I'm going to be late, because that's what you would do at a job interview.
That's good.
That's what you would do with your wife. That's what you would do. I hope that's what you would do with any business partner you're meeting. Yeah. If you don't hit up Franklin, hit me, what are we doing? We really not preparing you for the next level.
No,
that's good. If we're allowing you to.
That's good.
This ain't no optional thing. This ain't optional. They act like coaching is optional.
Yeah.
You know why coaching is optional? Because your gym membership at Gold's Gym is optional.
For sure.
You pay $30 a month and you don't even go.
They swiping me right now. Good Lord.
But you working out, though. But you know what I'm saying?
But still. You know what I'm saying?
And so when brushing your teeth is optional.
Yeah.
Other things become optional, and you can eventually make anything optional because you're making things optional that was never meant to be optional. Boy, we in a whole nother podcast.
I'm sorry.
Close us out, bro.
Freedom isn't optional. You won't get your freedom by thinking that it's optional. Freedom is only going to be acquired through discipline. Discipline is tedious. Discipline is annoying. Discipline can be boring. Discipline is showing up when you don't feel like it. Discipline don't care about your feelings. Discipline don't care about what you went through. Discipline don't care about where you at and where you come from. Discipline requires you to show up, show out, and be there every time it's time for you to perform. Freedom is only acquired through discipline, order, protocol. We can't have these things if we don't have order, protocol, discipline. A system provides order, protocol, discipline. So when we are out here talking about how we want to be free, we got to keep in mind that things are already in place. Laws, statutes, commandments to help us acquire that. But somewhere along our programming, they told us freedom is doing anything and everything when we want to do it. It's
that's
optional.
Not freedom. That's not freedom.
That's not freedom.
That is a myth.
That's fabrication. Because you move like that, you don't have any order. You don't have any vision. You don't have any clarity.
You could have stopped that order.
Boy.
You could have stopped that order.
You operate in chaos and confusion. So, yeah. Seek discipline and you'll get your freedom. Huh?
Hey, TamoneBrown.com.
Yes, sir.
The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately.
All right, family. We'll catch y'all on the next episode. Right. Peace, peace.
Real quick. Let's get serious. How much longer are you going to do it alone? You know? There was a time where I was doing it alone, and when you do it alone, you just think you're more smarter than you really are. You think you're more brilliant than what you really are. Everything is dope. And when you bounce ideas off of someone else, it makes a difference. When you go to somebody else and you actually strategize with no feelings, just principles, solid strategies, it's a game changer. And so I remember being a musician. I've been playing for 30 years. And so in this 30th year, yeah, I've been playing since 9 years old. I'm 38 now. And pretty much my whole life, I remember hooking up with Beans, hooking up with John, hooking up with multiple people that it was at least five of us just coming together and doing the same thing, same mentality, fearless, going after it. And we believed, flat out, we believed. And so it's different when you run with other people. I didn't know that I had coaches. It was unofficial, but I had coaches. And so if you're tired of doing this alone, you've been doing this on your own, you have hit this glass ceiling, it's just glass. We're going to break through that thing. And I'll give you my strategies. Above all, we're going to help you change your mindset. We're going to help you make different decisions. Because success doesn't require you to look out of the window. It requires you to look in the mirror. It's just some different decisions you got to make, some different people you got to keep in your circle of influence. Listen to me. Above all, the mindset. So if my voice resonates with you, if our spirits are connecting for whatever reason, then don't play with it. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. Email me. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. And just write simply in the subject and the body of the message. Coach me. And we're gonna get the process started, okay? All right, I will see y'all on the other side. No excuses, no days off.